Congratulations.
Hi.
You're the winner of the $75 million sweepstakes.
No, thank you.
Excuse me?
That would never happen.
God is knocking at your door wanting to give you everything. Will you receive His goodness? Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's Open God's Word and reveal His promises to us as His heirs. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back, and he is still talking about prosperity.
That's right. 136 broadcasts later, here we are. Still talking about prosperity.
So this is 136.
Today is 136.
Okay.
Yes.
We're getting it. We're getting it.
We are getting it.
In fact, we'd like to hear your testimonies about how you're getting it, how it's working for you. You know, everything you hear, you have to put it to work. You can't just hear it and think, oh, well, I'll take that. No, you put it in your eyes, in your ears, in your heart, and it comes out your mouth, and that's how it's activated in your life.
That's
right. It's
been
really good, George.
That's right. Praise God.
Thank you for all your wisdom.
Well, you know, in all of the times that we have done the broadcast, 335,000 of these notes have been downloaded.
No joke.
So if you go online, you can go to kcm.org, look at the picture of Gloria and me, click onto it, and it will take you to the outlines of this series that we're doing. So you can download them, print them out, follow us. They're already there for the rest of this time.
Praise God.
You can print them, give them out. Pastors, just print them, give them to all of your congregation. We want you to grow in the Word of God,
yes,
and that's why we're doing this.
Amen. That's very generous of you, George.
We are capturing, Gloria, all of these important thoughts, like what you said last week. And I quote, "Don't be mad at me because I'm wealthy. I inherited it."
Yes. You know, I'd already forgotten that. I'm glad you wrote that down.
So today we've been talking about being heirs of God and receiving our inheritance. And
Amen.
That this whole series that we're doing right now,
right.
It was inspired by an article that you wrote in an April 1996 Believer's Voice of Victory magazine called Receive Your Inheritance.
Praise God.
So I read that, Gloria, and I started building this series from it. I taught it in church, and now we're teaching it here. Heirs of God.
Praise God.
How
I'm honored.
Receiving our inheritance in Christ. And so here's what we talked about last week. Let me do a quick recap.
Okay.
From your article, this is what you said. I quote Gloria, "I became heir to a fortune more than 40 years ago in Little Rock, Arkansas, when I gave my life to Jesus. At that moment, I was born again into the richest family ever known.
How well I remember.
I was born into the royal family that owns and operates the universe. I received an inheritance so vast, it will take me all of eternity to fully comprehend
it." That's the truth.
And that's what we're talking about.
Well, that is good, George. If
it
I
is
do
good.
Say so
it
myself.
Is good. It is if you do say so yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I had a vision, not really a vision, but a thought of that place in Little Rock, that little one bedroom apartment.
Yeah, we don't hear much about that
one. We didn't have our own furniture.
We hear about the Tulsa place, but not that Little Rock place. That was the beginning of beginnings, wasn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Wow. Well, the purpose, Gloria, of our study is for us to renew our minds and to see ourselves as the heirs of God that He's made us, and to discover what's included in our inheritance and how to take it. Now, this is what we learned last week. We'll do this quickly. In Galatians chapter 4, we are heirs of God. In 1 Peter 1, we are heirs by birth. In Romans 8, we are joint heirs with Jesus. In Galatians 4, we are heirs of everything.
We are heirs.
And
heirs,
of Colossians
heirs.
1, we are heirs of everything now.
Praise God.
Right now. Now, that's what we talked about last week.
That is very interesting.
What a week we had last week.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
It was outstanding. And so today, we're going to be talking about the subject, heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to the promise. And right before we started taping, Gloria asked me, she said, what's the title of today's message? I said, Heirs According to the Promise. She said, that would be me.
That's right.
So the subtitle of this series, Heirs According to the Promise, is
That would be me.
I like that.
Amen.
Gloria, let's look at Galatians chapter 3 to begin with.
Okay.
Galatians chapter 3, we are heirs according to the promise of God. It says it right here in Galatians 3, 29. If you be Christ's,
mm-hmm.
or you could say it this way, if you be in Christ,
yeah.
then are you Abraham's seed and heirs.
Boy,
according to the promise.
There you have it right there.
That's it.
That settles it.
That's it. In the
We ain't po' no mo'. We're heirs, hallelujah.
We ain't.
You remember that I may have already said this during the study, but that old movie where they were out in Texas and they struck oil.
Oh.
And the guy took his hat off and all the oil went into his hat and they were just dirt poor, you know, and he said, We ain't poor no more. The oil just covered his face. Well,
that's a good confession right there.
Hallelujah.
We ain't poor no more.
No.
Hallelujah. It's like Leroy Thompson used to say, I'm not gonna be poor another day in my life.
That's right. I'll never be poor another day.
Thank you.
That's right.
I'll never be poor.
I agree with Leroy. I'll never be poor another day in my life. Hallelujah.
So we are heirs.
You've already made me happy.
Hallelujah. When Gloria's happy, everybody's happy.
That's right. Get a grip.
Amen. Well, the Message translation says, since you're in Christ's family, then you are Abraham's famous descendant.
What says that?
That's the Message translation.
Famous descendant.
Famous descendant.
I never had noticed that.
Heirs according to the covenant promise. In the Amplified Bible, it says you are Abraham's offspring and spiritual heirs according to the promise.
Praise God.
The New Living Translation, it says you are his heirs and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. To you. To you.
It does.
To
me. I'm in the covenant.
It belongs to us. And so if you go to your second page there of the notes, Gloria, I'll quote you, if I may.
Go right ahead.
In the article that Gloria wrote, she said this, as a Christian, you are the seed of Abraham. What does that mean? It means everything
yes.
God promised him belongs to you.
Oh, isn't that good? Did I say that?
You did say that. It has been passed down to you through Jesus. Abraham's blessing is your inheritance. It has been willed to you by the Word of God.
Praise God.
So then you said this, let's read the will today. Let's look in the Bible and find mm-hmm. out how God treated Abraham because that's how God promised to treat us.
Praise God.
So we're going to look at, Gloria, a few scriptures here, have a Bible study together.
Oh, that'll be fun.
What did God promise
Abraham? I'm always
Abraham?
Open to increase.
You are. You
Amen.
Are. And you're always, you're all, your Bible's always open to you, too. Let's look together at Genesis chapter 12.
Okay.
We'll answer the question, what did God promise Abraham? And we need to know this because whatever God
That's
promised
right.
Abraham, according to what we just read here in Galatians chapter 3, we are heirs according to the promise. Whatever God promised Abraham is ours. It reminds me of that song, Abraham's blessings are mine.
That's right. That's it.
Whatever was his is ours.
Praise God.
So let's take a look at this. And do you have your, is that your Amplified or is
I
that?
I don't, but I have one here.
If you would, Gloria, take a look at Genesis chapter 12. I want to look at it in the Amplified because it really says some things. In the King James, while you're turning there to Genesis 12, it says in the King James, I'll make of you a great nation. I'll bless you and I'll make your name great. And you shall be a blessing.
Christ.
I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now that's Abraham's blessing right there. Do you have Genesis 12, 2 and 3?
You know, I was 3. Noticing in the Amplified, it says, the
yes.
first, you started with 2, right?
Started with 2.
Mm-hmm. It says, now the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself, for your own advantage.
Oh, that's good, Gloria.
Out away from your country and your relatives
wow.
and your father's house.
Wow.
To the land that I will show you. He had to teach Abraham a whole new way of life.
He had to renew his mind.
So that's why he had to get out.
Right.
And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors.
Ooh, I like that.
And make your name famous and distinguished. That's part of the blessing.
That's part of the blessing.
And you shall be a blessing.
Yes.
Dispensing good to others. And I will bless those that bless you.
Wow.
Well, that was a powerful
wow.
word, wasn't it?
What is it? Keep reading there. I will bless those
I will
who bless you.
Those that bless you, who bless you,
yep.
who confer prosperity or happiness upon
on
you, and curse him who curses or uses insolent language towards you.
Ooh. Ooh, that's good.
Don't be talking ugly to Abraham.
That's right.
In you shall all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed. Yeah. By you they shall bless themselves. In other words, when they bless you, they're blessing themselves.
That's right.
Isn't that an awesome word?
Because I am an heir, according to the promise, an heir of Abraham, that right there is my inheritance.
That's true.
That's mine.
That's good, George.
As a matter of fact, a little while ago, I was reading through my notes preparing for this session, and where it said there in the Amplified Translation, I will bless you with abundant increase of favors, I just wrote, George. That's
Amen.
Mine.
That's George.
That's mine.
I
am an heir
you.
To that inheritance.
Praise God. That's
now,
good. You
now,
have to take it if you're going to enjoy
that's
it.
That's right. It's mine. Abraham's blessing is mine. Now, you made a quote, you made a comment or a little commentary about that scripture we just read. And you said this in your article, to fully grasp what God is saying here, you must realize that when He blesses someone, He's not just telling them to have a good day. He's conferring upon them the power
that's
to
right.
increase and prosper Ooh. In every area of life.
Glory
that's
to
the
God.
Blessing.
That is good.
And
I
that
like
blessing, that.
That
blessing is my inheritance. You said, in fact, according to W.E. Vine and Webster's Dictionary, the true definition of bless is to cause to prosper, to make happy, to bestow favor upon, to consecrate to holy purposes, to make successful, to make prosperous in temporal concerns
my
pertaining
my.
To this life, to guard and to preserve. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
That's powerful.
I'm glad you reminded me of that.
And that's mine.
Amen.
That's yours.
The blessing.
That belongs to you.
Boy, when you say the blessing, you've said a lot.
You've said it all.
Amen.
When you
everything
say the blessing.
Good. Everything good.
You went on to say it was actually the blessing of God that made Abraham rich.
Mm-hmm, that's
it
right.
caused him to prosper wherever he went. The blessing is our inheritance. The blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow or toil
no curse.
To it. No curse to it. And again, before we started the broadcast, I looked at another scripture, you don't have to turn there, but I looked at Genesis 1:28. And it said that God blessed them. And Genesis 1:28 gives a perfect description and definition of what the blessing is. He told them, be fruitful, mm-hmm. multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. That blessing is mine.
Think about that a minute. Have dominion over it. That means there'll be nothing bad over you.
That's right. Nothing,
you've got
nothing bad.
You can leave the things that are good in force.
Right.
But you don't have to put up with anything bad.
Ooh, that's good, Gloria.
I like that.
You don't have to
now
put
repeat
up
that
with
again.
Bad.
Repeat that scripture that you just said about dominion.
Genesis 1:28, God blessed them. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion
have
over it.
Dominion
have dominion
over the earth.
Over the earth.
Oh, amen.
Everything in it, around it, on it, everything it tries to do, we have dominion over that.
Praise
and that
God.
Is the blessing that God conferred over man. That blessing is ours
that's
now.
That's so true. You know, you just sometimes have to stop and take a scripture.
Yes.
And let it in.
Oh, that's good, Gloria.
Get the depths of it, you know? Have dominion. What would that mean? That would mean over everything you have the power of God to work. Glory to God. I like that, George.
I just wrote that down because I'll use that. with the Word of God, you have to stop. That's a message
in itself.
All right,
let's hear that.
Okay, here's Gloria's, here's hot off the press, Gloria's new message she's preaching. Concerning the Word of God, number one, you have to stop. Number two, you have to take a scripture. Number three, you have to let that scripture in.
That's right.
That's what you have
and
to do.
And then what do you have to do? You have to let it out. I got it. Let it out. You have to say it.
You have to say it.
Glory to God.
Awesome. Awesome. Can I use that?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to copy it myself after all. Glory to God.
And
I love the Word.
I do too. And I love the way you love the Word. We all do.
We love the Word together.
We love the Word together. And we can turn over there. Genesis chapter 13. I'm going to run through a couple of these scriptures. This is our inheritance.
That's what
belongs to you and me.
You're talking about our stuff.
Our stuff. That's right. This is our stuff. In Genesis 13, 2, the Amplified. What does the Amplified say?
Genesis. You're going to like it.
Okay. Tell me.
Now, Abram was extremely rich in livestock and in silver and in gold.
Praise God.
Now, if I'm an heir to Abraham,
that's yours.
I should be extremely rich.
Yes.
In silver.
Yes.
In livestock. I don't want any livestock, but, you know, livestock.
Yes.
If I wanted them, I should be rich in them.
Yeah.
And in silver and in gold.
Wow.
What a word.
And we are heirs to that promise.
You know, there's a lot of people listening to us today, and they think, I've come from a poor family. My family didn't have anything. I don't have any inheritance. Oh, yeah, you do if you're a believer.
You've got a new family.
You got it right Genesis 13, 2.
Genesis 13. Abraham was extremely rich in livestock, silver, and gold. And you know what? So am I.
Amen.
So am I.
Because I'm an heir.
I'm an heir.
H-E-I-R.
That's right.
Heir. That means what his stuff comes to me.
Do you know what we've been giving our grandbabies?
No,
Justice,
telling.
Jesse, Eileen, Kaylin, for Christmas?
What?
Ever since they were born, gold and silver.
Well, see, they're already inheriting.
They're already inheriting.
They're blessing.
In Genesis 13, verse 6.
Could I be your daughter? Could I be your granddaughter?
I'll give you some gold. Genesis 13, 6. Let's see, Amplified, it says, now the land was not able to nourish and support them so they could live together, for their possessions were too great.
Mercy, mercy. That's right.
And so are mine.
Because
so are
they
yours.
Had so much stuff.
Because they had so much. God blessed them so much. Look at Genesis 15. Let's mosey on over to Genesis 15. And again, in the Amplified Bible is so good.
It's rich.
Genesis 15, after all these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great.
God.
You know what I wrote down?
I thought a lot of Abraham.
What's that?
God thought a lot of Abraham.
He sure did. He sure did. You know, you made a commentary about this scripture right here. Your commentary was, years ago when Ken and I first started to walk with the Lord, we were facing debts and problems that seemed overwhelming. So I took that promise from God to Abraham and put my name in it. I read it like this.
Yes, that's right. I did.
Fear not, Gloria. God is your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great.
Praise the Lord.
Now,
that's right.
Leroy Thompson was here many years ago. He preached to us, and I'm not sure exactly where he got this. I can find it, but he found a translation of this scripture that said God was his rapidly increasing money supply.
Man,
thank
is
you,
that
Leroy.
Good? Hallelujah. Is that on my notes?
No, I wrote that down before the broadcast.
Oh, I like that. Read that again.
He is our rapidly increasing money supply, or as Leroy would say, money.
Money cometh.
Money cometh.
Glory to God.
You said, I decided that since I was an heir to Abraham, these words were just as true for me as that's they right. were for him. And sure enough, they have been. Go to the third page, Gloria.
That's right.
In the years since, God has protected me and rewarded me beyond anything I could ask
that's
or think.
Truth.
He has been as faithful to me as he was to Abraham. Now, I'm going to give our congregation out here an assignment, and their assignment after school today, after class today, you need to go to your Bible and read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14.
Yes, that's right.
And realize that the blessing of Abraham is your inheritance.
So you want them to go read the will.
I want them to go read the word.
The will.
The will. Yeah, to read the will.
Yeah.
I want you, as Gloria said a few moments ago, I want you to stop. Take Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, let it in, and then let it out.
Oh,
speak
hallelujah.
It. Declare it. And I'll finish up with this. You said this, Gloria. The blessing of Abraham will enable you to prosper no matter what's happening around you. It'll cause you to increase in the midst of recession, depression, and every kind of economic calamity the devil can dream up.
That's exactly
right. If you're the seed of Abraham, you shouldn't even worry about such things. They don't affect you. You're not dependent on the economic cycles and this natural realm.
That's right.
You're not dependent on what the Federal Reserve does.
That's right. Thank
you
God.
Are dependent on your covenant with Almighty God, and that never changes. He never alters the word that comes out of his mouth.
That's right.
And he has said, you are blessed.
Oh, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we are dependent on the word, and through the word, we're dependent on the blessing. What's going on around
That's
us in
it.
The world,
That's
the
it.
Blessing has to keep working because it's the Word of God. George and I will be right back.
Rick has done an in-depth study of what happened in that time leading up to and including the Garden of Gethsemane all the way through the resurrection.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Partnership includes the Prophet's Reward.
You're on an equal basis with all the rest of us, particularly with Gloria and me for preaching it. Every soul that got saved, you get equal reward for it as if you had preached the message. Because which is the most important person that preached the message or the person that bought the clothes that I wore while I preached it? Or the person that bought the fuel that got us here? Amen. See, we in this together. And you have equal benefit with it.
The seed sown in this ministry is reaping a harvest of individuals from children to disasters to souls. And that's the main reason that we partner with them.
Through partnership, God rewards you on the same level as the Copelands, crediting you for every salvation, healing, deliverance, or blessing encountered.
As we discuss,
a person's last will and testament reveals all that will be received from a loved one's life work.
That includes approximately $500 million in cash, 600,000 AAA-rated bonds.
Do you realize that you are an heir to a fortune? As a child of God, you have a royal birthright, a place in a family that owns and operates the universe. You are a joint heir to a great inheritance through Christ Jesus. The Heirs of God package is a timely teaching series on DVD or CD, accompanied by study notes of each session by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. 10 messages that will open your eyes to all God has provided for you.
All I need you to do is sign here.
Don't leave your inheritance on the table. Receive your full benefits that Jesus paid the price for you to have. Understand God's will and your part in His plan. See yourself as God sees you. Receive your full inheritance today. Discover your royal birthright as a child of God. Order the Heirs of God package at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Available now for £15. You'll receive the 10-day teaching series taught by Gloria Copeland and George Pearsons on DVD or CD, along with the study notes for each day. For more resources, go to kcm.org.uk.
We have a great offer, the Heirs of God package. Hallelujah. A teaching series on DVD or CD and study notes that Pastor George is going to share with us. Hallelujah. He'd be glad for you to preach them or share them or whatever you want to do. So, George, tell us a little bit about your Heirs of God.
Again, Gloria, what we've done is we've taken all of the notes that we have done on these broadcasts and all the additional things that we've talked about. It's included in this package.
All of the notes?
All of them. Wow. As well as the article that we're talking about, the one that you wrote. There's an article by Brother Copeland in
there
about our inheritance in Christ. There's an article by me in there with some scriptures. It's packed with information for anyone just to lift up their inner image and see themselves as an heir of God.
Amen. I want one of those. Glory to
God. I get you
one. Don't you want one?
Yes, I do.
So order your package today. There's tremendous amount of revelation knowledge in this, and I'm telling you, it works. If you could have seen Ken and me when we first found out we were blessed and we were the seed of Abraham, we were in debt. We didn't have anything of any value except children. and it works. So join us for the Healing School, too, at the Southwest Believers Convention. That'd be Saturday morning, July the 5th. Jesus always comes to Healing School and heals people. It'll be at the Fort Worth Convention Center, Fort Worth, Texas. Glory to God. This is the time for you to build your faith in the Word and take your healing.
Amen.
Although you don't have to wait till then. You could just come there and give your testimony. Hallelujah. Take it today. For more information, go to kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus
is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Champions Gate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwas Coliseum. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
It's the blessing that makes days of heaven on the earth, because it's not days of heaven on the earth when you don't have a place to live.
It's not.
And you can't get to work in the morning because you don't have a car. Are you sick in your body?
Right.